Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It would be great after a tough day at the office if you could slip down to the built-in bar and have an old pint of Guinness, if that's your calling. They always say, by the way, Guinness is an acquired taste. Do you ever hear that line? Ah, sure, it's an acquired taste. Why do you need to take time to acquire a taste for something? You know, I never understood that. I'm an acquired taste. All right, okay. I drink Red Bull, right? That's not an acquired. I don't think it's an acquired taste. I just like it. You know what I mean? I don't have to spend my time wanting to like it. I don't know. Anyway, you spend your day photocopying, taking calls, and you need to relax. So you go off down the hallway for one pint, please. Or maybe at the end of a shift in a hospital, you meet the other doctors and nurses in an in-house pub and you all decompress over a gin and tonic. Wouldn't that be lovely? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Why on earth would any workplace have a bar on site? Good question. Tonight I want to know why we accept that, arguably, the most prestigious and important workplace in the country has a bar on the site. And of course, I'm talking about the Dáil Bar. We heard in the news today that the thirsty TDs and senators took full advantage of Leinster's cut-price booze last year. In fact, new figures reveal that more than 10,000 pints of Guinness were knocked back in the two bars in the Dáil. Not just one, two. These pints cost them just £5.20. Now, I don't drink, so I couldn't tell you if that's cheap or dear, but it is cheap, I think, what I believe, which is a fraction of the price of nearby city centre bars. What I want to know is, should we get rid of the Dáil Bar? Does it make your blood boil that the people running the country are cozying up to one another over a pint of beer? Or do you think it's part and parcel of the culture of this country? And maybe some of the best deals are made over casual drinks. Now, if you remember going back, as I said, when was it? 7 years? It must be 7 years ago now. I remember talking about it on the air at the time. There was a piece of legislation, which I'm trying to remember the name of it. It came in before the abortion referendum. And it was a kind of to tide us over, you know, for women who needed to have an abortion, you know, under certain circumstances. And it was called the Pregnancy Something Bill. I can't remember exactly what it was called. But it was debated late in the Dáil one evening after, sadly, the death of Savita. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Do you remember that whole scandal over one woman was sitting on somebody else's lap in the Dáil and they were all off their boxes? And they were like mad as a bag of spanners, you know what I mean? And they were just making decisions. And this was important legislation. Now, they weren't all obviously pissed, but some of them clearly were. You know what I mean? And they were 2 and 3 in the morning, off for a quick break, have an old pint, come back, discuss it a bit more, and sure, let's make the decision. So this is a place where decisions are made that affect all of our lives, and yet they have a bar. Does it make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. But then again, I'm a non-drinker. Maybe you're one of these people who believes, well, no, there's no harm in having a social drink. It's only a social drink and, you know, it calms the nerves maybe of a stressful day voting, a stressful day shouting and roaring in the Dáil at each other and abusing each other with parliamentary language. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. You know, do you think the Dáil Bar should be got rid of? Is it wrong to have a bar in the Dáil? Let me know. 087-188-0008. Sean, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you going?
Good. Sean, should there be a bar in the Dáil?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, it's absolutely typical of them rats. And that's what I call them, rats, right?
All politicians are all rats, are they? Yeah, okay.
Rats, everybody, every one of them.
Right.
They empty
promises. I wouldn't say them all. I wouldn't say they're all rats, but some of them are, yeah.
No other workplace is allowed to have a bar. Well, like, there'd be comments made on it if someone else had a bar in the workplace. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine you walked into an office and they had a bar. You know?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I mean, I don't know any other workplace that has a bar.
Exactly. But it's typical of them to break the rules, which they have done in the past, and they will continue to do and get away with it because, you know, that's the way it goes. Like, they definitely should not have a bar in the Dáil. It's a joke.
Well, now, to be fair, there is a bar in the Houses of Parliament. There's a bar in the Senate in America. There's a bar, most likely, I'm not too sure, there probably is. I think there is. There's a bar in most government buildings in the world. So we're not unique in that. Now, I would say we use our bar a lot more than others, to be honest with you, because we're quite infamous for drinking.
Yeah. I still think, you know, it's just, it is a bit typical of the politicians to, you know, have a bar in the workplace. It's not, I just think it's not very right, like. You know?
No, well, they're making decisions that affect the whole country and decisions that affect our lives.
And under the influence. We're not allowed, and rightly so, we're not allowed to drive drunk or anything like that because it affects you're impaired, like.
Yeah,
you're doing.
Yeah. Even one pint, according to the law, will, you know, impair your... Yeah.
How can you have the people running the country going off having a few pints and then coming back making decisions that could affect everybody?
Yeah, this is true, isn't it?
Well,
it does affect everybody, yeah. Of course, they're voting on legislation.
You know, it's a joke.
Okay, well, hang on, let me go to Steve. Steve, hi, how are you?
You're struggling there a bit with him, Niall. Like getting blood from his stomach. I mean, he's not really giving an argument other than...
Leave Sean alone.
Other than the rats. what you're going to have here tonight, if you can get people on to talk about this, because you're just going to have jealousy and begrudgery. Because the problem is, Niall, there is no problem. The bar in the Dáil has never caused an issue in the past that I'm aware of, and I can't see it causing an issue in the future.
How do you know it hasn't caused
how
an
do
issue?
I said that I'm aware of, Niall.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's fucking politics, Niall. If there had been an issue, an old bar fight, you know, between two lads.
But there was an issue. I gave you one example of an issue. There was an issue many, many years ago. There was people sitting on each other's laps and all sorts of carry on going on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on a second. That's not a bad thing, sitting on someone's lap.
They were all a bit of, you know, they'd all be a bit merry
so
at that stage.
They were having a bit of fun. What an issue.
They shouldn't be having fun when they're voting for serious legislation.
You're right. These people should not be having fun. You pack of begrudging fuckers.
No, not when they're making serious legislation, Steve. Steve, how would you feel, for example? Okay, would you agree? Let me ask one question first. Would you agree that politicians have a very responsible job because the lives of citizens are in their hands, essentially?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, continue.
Okay.
So how would you feel if you were going on a flight tomorrow? And you knew the pilots were in having sipping a pint of beer before they got on to fly the plane.
Right, now hold on a second. You've often had a go at me for comparing things like that and they like stupid comparisons.
That's not a stupid comparison.
Hold on a second. One of them is flying a fucking tube at 500 miles an hour. You know, that could just ram you into the ground and kill you. The others are making decisions about your fucking tax. You know, so, yeah, I'm not going to trust the pilot. But
okay, what about the doctor? You're lying there on the operating table and the nurse says,
no.
The doctor should be with you in a minute. He's just finishing his pint of Guinness.
Yeah. I went in for an ankle replacement and got a Mickey enlargement. No, I don't think so, Niall.
But Steve, come on, let's be realistic, you know, because Irish people don't just have one pint, generally speaking. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
Niall, look,
they're making serious decisions. They're voting for serious decisions, yeah.
Here's the thing. When the Dáil is on, I would love to see them all get Gioi drunk. Absolutely palatic drunk. It would be fantastic. Because maybe they'll tell the fucking truth.
they say the truth comes out under the influence, all right? Yeah,
it's true, juice. People say the truth. And here's the thing, but not only that, and I'm being serious here, but in the bar in the Dáil, I'm pretty sure that things can get quite tense in there. You know, and what will happen is it would become an informal place for them to meet afterwards where, you know, they can literally sit down and chat and maybe the drink will grease them up a little bit and loosen them up and that there'll be social cohesion between Sinn Féin and, I don't know, some party they hate. You know, so it's not a bad thing. And I think you're going to find it very, very hard to have anybody on who can actually say where the problem is other than begrudgery and jealousy.
Mm. Okay, well, hang on. Sean, it's just begrudgery and jealousy. Yeah, that's what Steve says.
Oh, well, like, no one else is allowed to go and drink a pint and then go back and work.
Solicitors do it all the time.
Why are they allowed it?
Solicitors do it all the time. There's loads of jobs where you can go off and have a drink.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, but you have to leave the premises. There's no bar in the courts.
Jesus Christ.
So,
no one, anyone working in sites or anything is not allowed to go off at lunchtime and have a pint and come back.
Heavy machinery is the reason behind that.
It's wrong.
So,
and that's it.
So what you're saying is okay.
And that's it. There you go.
So Sean, what you're saying to me is, because you can't have a drink on the you know, the building site, then fuck the doll and all them politicians. They shouldn't be able to do it either. See, there you go. That's a wonderful argument.
No, listen, you cannot expect people that are making decisions for this country and affecting everybody to go off and have a drink and come back and to give an opinion, right?
Why?
You can't.
Why?
Because they're under the influence. They're not thinking properly. That's it. Like, Jesus, we're not allowed to drive drunk. Let me ask you a question.
Let me think again. They're not driving. You know, they're not going to kill anybody doing that. It's not like one of them's going to go in drunk and go, get me the codes for the nukes. You know, something bad isn't going to happen.
Get me the codes for the nukes. I wonder, do we have a secret nuclear bomb in this country somewhere?
We, Niall, with the attitude that you know, that attitude that Irish people have, which is, that'll do. We would blow ourselves up in minutes. Are you mad?
Okay, hang on. Let me go to Gerianne. Gerianne, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Niall, good.
Yeah.
I agree with Sean. No, definitely not. And I think that the answer lies in that, going back to that night when, with the misbehaviour when they were working through the night.
Yeah, I mean, they were sitting on laps and carry
they showed themselves up.
Stop the press.
And, huh?
Stop the press,
I said,
he said.
Stop the press. Stop the press. People were enjoying themselves. Oh, no.
Ah, come on now. These are voters. Well, I'm not too sure about that. They get into power and they're doing a job that's very responsible. They've fucked it up no time. And
they've done
it
sober.
You let them drink?
Yeah, but they fucked it up sober. They've done it sober.
No.
I mean, hold on a second there, Yana. The government that we have at present, I'm pretty sure, I'd be 95% sure, that most of the mistakes they've made were sober. You know, I would guarantee you that maybe 0.5% of the mistakes that are made in the Dáil are done because of the influence of alcohol. And that's me, you know, being conservative as well.
Yeah, but I still don't think they should be allowed drink. I really don't. Like, they're running...
Give me a reason why.
Because they're running the country on behalf of us, the people, and I don't agree with it. And I think a lot of people, I think we should have a referendum about it, to be honest.
I don't know if the bar is in the Constitution, if it's mentioned. Article 47.6, every member of the Dáil is allowed to have a quick swig during their lunch break. I don't think it's in the Constitution somehow. But Gerianne, Gerianne, in fairness, right? You know, Ireland are not exclusive in this. You know, the Parliament in the UK has a Parliament, have a couple of bars. I'm pretty sure there's a bar in the Senate in America. I'm pretty sure there's a restaurant, I think, in the House of Parliament as well. I think there's a restaurant here too, by the way, in the Dáil. There's a, you know, there's bars in probably most government buildings in the world. But the only thing I will say is us Irish are quite famous for taking advantage of these situations.
Well, I go back to that time in when they were
bringing in the pregnancy bill. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're working through the night. And I mean,
it wasn't an orgy.
Might as well have been.
Ah, come on.
It wasn't a bleeding orgy.
It may
a couple
well
of people.
Have been.
Look, if there was a couple of nipples rubbed
Steve,
that night, maybe
stop.
That's about it. They were not shagging in closets and over the bar.
But you know,
and stuff
we
like
weren't
that,
in the closets. You don't know. We weren't in the closets with the cameras.
But here's
you know?
The thing. There you are, no, but genuinely, honestly, no, hold on a sec.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hang on, James. Hang on two seconds.
What's the name of Jesus?
Hang on, James. Go ahead.
It sounded like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, go on.
So even if they were, let's say, you know, a board and a bloke went off in the closet and they, you know, he gave her a good Roger. And, you know, so what? What's the problem? They had a bit of fun in a place they shouldn't have had
but
fun.
Just stop.
What do you do?
Hey, I mean, you can't be condoning that kind of behaviour. Because imagine the classic hits of staff were all giving each other a rogering every now and again with a bar at the end.
Would they be open to anybody?
Niall, it was bad enough when I used to have them in the toilets and a few famous people.
Who? Who did you have
it off in the
on the airplane? Yeah, on the airplane at the 5 mile club or the high mile club, whatever you call
it. High mile club. Wouldn't join us,
yeah.
Okay, so Darianna, who's the most famous person you caught shagging in the loop?
Don't tell us.
I'm not going to tell you.
Mention names.
Go on, tell us.
I actually don't think
was it Bono?
No, it wasn't Bono.
And Darianna, would many people be doing the business in the Jacks? Was it common? Darianna, she's gone. Where's Darianna gone?
She passed away with all the sex talk.
Darianna, are you there? Oh, we've lost her. We'll get her back. I'm dying to know now, as there many people doing it. Let me go to James. James, hi. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you, Niall?
I'm fine, James. What would you like to say? Something interesting?
I'd just like to say, which, who built all these bars up there, like?
Which bar? Who built
them? No, like, as I said, who put them in there? Like, it was it, like...
Who?
The previous government. They've been going back since the 80s. It was Charles Haughey there to sweeten business.
I'm sure they were there before Charles Haughey.
Well, I'm not too sure, but over in England, they have them in the English Parliament as well, I believe.
They do. You're spot on the money there. They do, James.
And as I said, I think they've more than two over there.
They've a few.
Nearly double figures.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go double figures, but they've a few, yeah.
No, but as I said, America probably has them as well, maybe Australia. As I said, it's not like...
Yeah, we can start naming all the countries in the world, but we're Irish. Yeah, but we take advantage of these things. We're Irish. Are you happy to know, James, that while a government body or a politician is making legislation that could affect the rest of your life, they could be having an old swig or two in between?
But sure, they're probably doing it in the office if there wasn't a bar now. So I kind of wear.
What, bringing a bottle in their bag, like?
Probably would too, like.
Would you have a drink while you were working?
I probably wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
But Steve there said, like, a drummer, solicitors there. I've often seen them drinking and this and that.
Where? Solicitors?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they wouldn't
maybe no. Like, I wouldn't say nurses know this and that, but as I said, maybe draw business people.
Yeah, but solicitors wouldn't be drinking in the courts. There's no bar in the court. They might go across the road. Can you turn the radio off in the background, James? I know you sound wonderful and you're delighted with yourself that you're hearing yourself on the radio, but it's awkward. Yeah. James.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Is there a full moon outside?
There is a full moon.
Oh, I just knew it. James. Yeah. James, are you gone? Where's the story with you?
No, but no, as I said, like, do you think Simon Harris and all these people are on the piss up in the bar and making these decisions? They don't look like they drink it or.
They could be on the piss on the bar every now and again.
No, I really do. They don't look like that kind of people.
That kind of people?
Fuck.
It's like listening to the Rubber Bandits.
You'd swear they're up there, and that's why the country's so fucked that there's two fucking bears up there.
It's like listening to a sketch of the Rubber Bandits, isn't it?
Blind Boy. I'm sitting here thinking it's Blind Boy.
No, it's not. He wouldn't be on the show. He doesn't like me.
Yeah, maybe it's him just winding you up. But come here, Niall. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. And Darianna a question.
Yeah, I'm Blind Boy.
So, Blind Boy agrees with me, so he's fine.
Go ahead.
So
go
I'm going to ask you a question. You're saying stuff like, you know, they could, while they're making legislation and making laws and blah, 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 what do you think they're going to do? Go in and write in, all politicians should get free cookies. I mean, a stupid mistake like that is going to be spotted a mile away. Drunk mistakes are spotted quite often. And if it's a drunk mistake and it turns out to be a good thing, you know, it's going to be spotted. Mistakes get spotted is my point. So who cares whether they make...
cover up?
Well, it's not going to become legislation if they say, let's give free cookies to all, you know, people around the
No, but really, seriously, it just doesn't make sense. And by the way, I was in that bar and I was in the Taoiseach, one of them.
Were you there that night, were you?
No, I wasn't there that night. I was there another time with a group, and One of the guys, when we went into the bar, one of the guys in our group nearly went for one of the TD. He nearly grabbed him. We all had to pull him back. He was so furious with them and about whatever was going on at the time. And
it's a nice bar, by the way. It's big. It's fairly big bar, by the way. It's a decent sized bar.
It is very big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a lovely building.
James, have you ever been in the Doll? I doubt it.
No, I haven't, actually.
No, I got the impression you hadn't. What do you do for a living, James?
It's a podcast, and he's on TV all the time.
James, what do you do for a living?
I can't say how they are.
Can you not? Can you not, James? No. I'm not asking you where you work, James. I'm only asking you what you do. Like, are you a bricklayer? Are you a carpenter? Electrician? Are you a techie guy? What are you? What do you do?
Secret service.
I'm a tiler.
You're a tiler? Jesus, yeah. I didn't have to deal with one of them last week.
So why couldn't you tell us that?
What's so secret about being a tiler, James?
I can't tell you.
See?
James, now imagine if you're tiling someone's bathroom, right? And you decide to nip out during your break and have, you know, the woman of the house says, would you like a cup of tea? And you go, no, I'd be grand. I'm just going to go down the village. I'll be back in an hour. And you knock back, you know, two or three pints, and you come back and then you start laying all our tiles crooked. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't think, like, there might be families now and people being invited up there.
Yeah.
Huh?
And
what?
What did you say?
It didn't make any sense, so you didn't miss much.
Oh, that's
I
think what he's trying to say is fuck your Honda Civic, I have a horse outside.
No, what I was trying to say is you can't just walk in there off the street. This and that used to be invited up there.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but politicians can use us. They can walk in and out off the street.
I know, but I don't think they're all pissed up out there in there all day, like.
But hang on. Stay there for a second, James and Steve, the brains of Britain. Both of you. Billy, hi, how are you?
Niall, I'm really curious as to why Blind Boy doesn't like you.
he blocked me on Twitter ages ago. I don't know what I said to upset him.
Sure, look, I've got that with people as well. I don't know what I said to upset him.
I don't know what I said to upset him, but he just doesn't like me. I think he thinks because I'm slightly to the right and he's a lefty.
I'll message him later and ask him.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I don't know him that well.
Locked my book as well.
Anyway.
Listen, Niall, the other obvious one that you've left out here is every barracks in the country has messes in it.
Yeah.
Every military barracks has messes that serve alcohol in it.
Do they?
And they have guns.
And they have guns. But it's only after hours that drink is served in them. So after working hours. But there's another workplace. There's tech startups in Dublin, which I won't name, but they have bars. It's given us a perk.
But do they have bars or just soft drink machines?
No, they'll have bars. There's one that comes to mind. I won't mention on air, but
tell me. I don't mind if you mention. Yes. Come on, which one?
Well, there's some of the big ones down in the
like Google or Facebook or Twitter
Yeah, it would all be perks.
I thought they only had soft drink machines because my son worked in one of them. No. My son worked in Salesforce and HubSpot and a few others. And as far as I didn't know they had a bar. I think they always soft drink machines.
Some of them do. And in the UK, it's a very big thing. It's a big perk. I was in an office there about 3 or 4 years ago. Well, pre-COVID, actually.
Yeah.
And they had beer taps in the office.
Right.
It's just a standard thing. So,
yeah.
This was in the office, in the startup, yeah?
But they're not making decisions, you know, for the rest of us. They're only making decisions for their own company. That's fine. I couldn't care less what they do.
I looked at the menu of the Doll Bar, and it's the Doll Bar and Restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. And I was in
serves,
it. It's lovely.
Serves, yeah, it serves food. There's two bars there. Serves food. Does serve pints as well, apparently. Does serve bottles of wine. They don't have the pints price list up, but you can see all this. It's all public record.
Oh, I know. I mentioned there in the last year, 10,000 pints of Guinness were knocked back in the two Doll Bars.
What?
But that's not just TDs.
Oh, no, it's visitors
that's
as well.
TDs and visitors.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I know. I'm aware of that. And still 10,000 pints all the same.
But now, I'll put it to you like this. And in fairness, I know TDs are going to get absolutely slated.
They're getting slated anyway over the last couple of weeks.
They're getting slated anyway, right? But imagine this. If you were a TD and you were meeting a visitor and you had to go down Kildare Street or down Dawson Street into a standard bar.
Into Buzzwell's or something, yeah.
To meet with someone. And then someone comes up to you and just starts abusing
you. But why do you have to meet someone in a bar? That's that. That's a very Irish thing to say, isn't it? You want to meet, where do you want to meet? In a bar?
Maybe you want to meet them in a restaurant. Maybe you want to have a sit down and have lunch with them.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, why can't they have a restaurant without a bar? Why do they have to have alcohol?
Niall,
whatever about the odd glass of wine, I can kind of live with that.
They do the odd glasses of wine, but look, if you're going to have a license, they probably just have a full bar license there now.
From what I believe, they don't need a license. It's under old licensing law because it's the DAW. They don't actually need a license. From what I believe, it comes under old legislation.
So it's legal. It's not as if they're
doing anything. Isn't the DAW? The DAW has special privilege. The building itself has special privilege. Like, the way within the DAW chamber, you can't defame somebody and all that kind of special privilege. So I imagine it comes under the same legislation.
As you said, the US House, the Senate. I believe the House of Commons has 10 or 12.
That's right, but that's a much bigger building, of course, yeah. But this is Ireland, Billy, we like a drink.
But Niall, as I said to you, in the UK, we say we like a drink, but in the UK, pints at lunchtime for a lot of people are a standard. You go for lunch, you'll have a pint with lunch, you'll go back to work. In Germany, it's standard fare that people will have a pint during lunch and go back to work.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, but...
It mightn't be a good idea, Niall. It mightn't be a good idea, but...
Imagine if I was drinking. Now, I'm not a drinker, obviously, but imagine if I decided...
You'd be great crack, Niall.
Could you imagine if during the news, myself and Jane decided to lash back a whiskey, each?
But Niall,
it was like, Billy, how are you?
That's a different situation.
We've decided that even up to one pint of beer impairs your judgment for driving, right? We've decided that.
I'll tell you what, Niall. A buddy of mine lives in Germany. I was over there. He works for a European body in Germany. If you Google it, you'll probably figure it out pretty quickly. And I met him. I flew in one day. I met him and one of his colleagues, went to a restaurant, had something to eat, and had a beer.
Yeah.
And they went back to work, and I went about my business. That's just standard fare.
Yeah, but they had a beer.
How do we know that the TDs aren't having a beer with a meal? We don't.
Well, I'll tell you something. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you, Darianne.
Can I tell you, when I used to do the Brussels flights and all the TDs and whoever was
the MEPs, heading back and forth.
Yeah, they all had free drinks, and by God, did they drink. And that flight wasn't a long flight. So
how did they get free drinks?
Well, because it was privileged,
Right, okay.
Darianne, can I ask you, how long ago was it when you did the Brussels flights?
How long?
Yeah, was it a couple of years? Are we talking 10
Darianne,
years,
she's retired
years?
A few years. Yeah, she's retired a few years.
Yeah.
So, the other thing that you're not bringing up here, Niall, is the doll has a gym as well. It's got a bar. It's got a gym.
Jesus.
It does.
You wouldn't think it to look at the politicians in Ireland,
would you? I'm just saying here, it's a workplace. People are going to be there long hours. They're away from home during the week. If there's a bar that they can go to and socialise with their colleagues.
If they want to socialise with their colleagues, can I just do what the rest of us do? If I want to socialise with my colleagues in work, I just go out and find a bar.
You know as well as I do, if the front bench of the government went to a bar together anywhere in Dublin or anywhere in the country, they would get dog's abuse. They would not be able to sit down in a quiet space and have a
They use that hotel up to the Dáil.
Buzzwell's.
And I have been in there quite a number of times, and I never ever saw any of those people being abused.
Credit to the management of Buzzwell's in that case. But that gives us the Dáil bar, or the two of them, and Buzzwell's. Where else are they going to go there, Jan?
Give me one
other bar.
Well, hello,
that they walk
come
into
here.
And sit down and have a quiet
pint. But hold on. If they were doing their job, they should be able to face the public.
This is true.
Why should they be able to run from it?
They were talking
about building a tunnel to get into the Dáil at one time when we were all out on We were all out in the streets. Do you remember, Niall? We were all out in the streets. And this was the next thing they were up to.
Here's the thing. I'm going to throw in a little bit of a conspiracy theory here. Is there already a tunnel? I think there is.
It wouldn't surprise me because I know that came up during the time we were all out.
Billy, you're the all knowing. Is there a tunnel into Leinster House?
I don't know, Niall.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. But you know what, Niall? Billy brought up a really good point.
It was originally, the Dáil was originally, if I remember rightly, was a barracks, wasn't it?
No, it was the property of the Duke of Leinster. It was his state.
But was it not a barracks at one stage, and where the Parliament is now is a state? Hold on, you know where the word's gone out of my head now. Where the Dáil sit at the moment?
Leinster House.
That used to be, because it's a round building. That used to be where the horses were brought around in a circle. As far as I know, there was stables there, and it was originally a barracks.
No, it was the stately home. It was the residence of the Duke of Leinster, and I believe the other section of it then was belonged to the Royal Irish Society, and it was sold on to the Free State in 1922, and they moved down to Ballsbridge then.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Well, now, can I tell you something?
Yeah, but I think there's a tunnel.
Never mind the drink.
Get back to the tunnel. Go on. Yeah, go on. The drink.
There were certain TDs that were elected at one point, and they were put into the building next door to the Dáil. I don't think they had enough offices. And I was going to meet one of them one time, and I'm telling you, when the wacky backy hit me going in that door of that building, and I know. Yeah.
Was Ming Flanagan elected to the Dáil?
He did happen to have an office in the same building. Yeah.
But here's the thing. You know, we talked about this a while ago, by the way. Should there be random drug testing in the Dáil? Because, you know, I don't want to think that, you know, a politician that I voted for is, you know, snorting coke or on the wacky backy or whatever it happens to be. You know what I mean?
I know, but I often wonder how can people keep going with non-stop unless you have some uppers? I mean,
I know what you mean. Yeah, they're kind of working long hours sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what coffee was invented for.
Stay there for a second, lads. I want to bring Angela in a second, but I have to take a break.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Angela? You like a drink? Like a hino?
Kind of. Yes and no. So I give or take. Do you know what I mean? Drink. Okay. Thank you very much.
Should politicians be drinking on the job?
Why not?
Oh, gee, not another one. What is wrong with people, Terry Ann? I don't know. Sorry, Angela.
I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Why, Angela? Why, Angela?
I think the Irish seem to have the mentality that people can't just go and have a drink.
Should they prove they
can't just have the one? When?
Back in that, what year was that, Niall, when they were doing that, working through the night?
I think it was 2016. Was it 16 or 15?
Right, okay, yeah. 15, 16. Yeah.
So you thought that was okay, Angela?
So, one night
we happened to see.
Yeah,
that was.
But the thing is, like, all across the world, people go out during lunch and they have a drink. They might have a glass of wine. They might have a pint. Why is it so shunned here?
Because, like, what about safety reasons? What if there was a fire in the building? Would you like to have told her I drank my way? Are you for real, Darianne?
Yeah, Darianne, in fairness, we're clutching at straws. There's a fire in the building. They're so drunk they don't know their way out.
Darianne, so you're telling me. No, hold on a second, Darianne. I'll answer your question, right? So they go down to the bar during lunch, have a bit of food and a pint, and the fire alarm goes off. and none of them can walk. I'm saying the night, that night when they were all
the famous
caught on
night.
The camera.
Yeah, the famous
that
night.
One night. So yeah. if they, well, then why was I not allowed to drink my head off all the way to New York? And if we had a fire, what, hold on, boy, what do you want about going to New York? When I worked
you were the equivalent of the staff on the airline.
I'm asking her a question. When you were going to New York, you weren't allowed to drink on the flight. No, is that it?
You were the equivalent of the bar staff in the doll bar on the flight.
I went to the States in November. I flew business class and they couldn't get enough drink into me if I wanted it.
I'm looking, so just to correct everybody, the story that we're talking about was actually 2013. How time flies. Okay, so it's nearly 11 years ago. And the headline said, some TDs drank during the abortion debate and one or two were a bit wobbly. So that was the headline, yeah. It does say, I'm going to read a little bit. The TDs have denied there was a mad drunken session as the Dáil debated the abortion bill on Wednesday and Thursday, but questions have arisen out of the Lapgate incident in the Dáil. Lapgate.
Lapgate.
Put his bed there, Steve. What are you going to put to bed?
Okay, so just Darianne said something there, and I'm sitting here thinking, Darianne, I love you to bits, but you're bleeding gobshite because you just said something ridiculous.
What?
You said, what if they had a drink and the building went on fire? What if you were in a bar and it went on fire?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Same fucking thing. It's the same thing. Or a nightclub.
Like, Darianne,
or a hotel.
You're talking out through your ass. Now,
hold on a second. Yeah, go on, Darianne. Okay. You give us the...
Hold on a second. Yeah, if they are doing, if they're running the country on our behalf, they have no right to be drinking. They make a sham. They've made a sham of the country as it is. I mean, were they drunk when they decide? Is that Stephen? I thought it was Billy.
No, Stephen. No, Billy's actually the sensible one who's disagreeing with you as well. By the way, can I just point out all three of them are disagreeing with you, but however.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
I agree with
you. They all want to have a drunken bar.
Oh, Jesus, Darianne, go on, we're holding.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. End of story. We voted for them, and I'm not saying I did because I didn't, but if we bring in a government, why do we want them running a country, sober or drunk, when they can't do it? Like, we should be having a general election now.
Are you working for Buzzwells, can I ask?
No, because
if your campaign to shut down these two Dáil bars goes ahead, 166 patrons into Buzzwells a couple of days a week.
Bit of commission there. Right.
You better be getting your commission from this.
Mm.
Oh, I wish I was.
But the thing is, Darianne, can I ask you a question, right? Have you ever gone out on do you work? Sorry, I'm just asking a question.
I'm retired.
You're retired. So when you ever went out on a work?
Yeah, she worked. She was cabin crew in Aer Lingus for years. Go on. So what's the point?
Cabin crew in Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Darianne, that's who I flew with, and oh my God, you were brilliant, Darianne. I adore Aer Lingus. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when you were on the aircraft, you're dealing directly with the public.
Drunks.
That's why you weren't allowed to drink. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Where are you going with this, Angela? It's a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
When they're inside in a building all day and they go for lunch, why not be allowed to have a glass of wine?
Because they're also dealing with the public, Angela, indirectly. They're making laws and rules and legislation for the public that changes the public's lives.
See, the difference here is, and it's a massive difference, and finally I got to say it. Do you know the way people say to me, you can't have an opinion because you've no kids?
Yeah.
Well, now you can't have an opinion because you don't drink.
Yeah. Oh, touche.
Oh, we. But there was people. Angela, there were people on earlier. And they'd no children, and they were allowed to make...
Yes, thank you, Darianne.
They were allowed to have great opinions. I know you are. I know you are. I know you are.
The thing is, right, my ex-husband's English, right? And he couldn't get over it that, like, when he worked here, that when they went out for lunch with work or anything, that they weren't allowed to have a drink. And why not?
I think we're so afraid. 10 years ago, Darianne.
You're telling me, are you telling me that nothing has occurred since?
Aye, that was just that the one. Hold on now. To be fair, Billy, the only reason we realised that was because it was televised. That's probably going on a lot more.
But you know what
Hang on, one at a time. Sorry, Billy. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Billy.
Niall, if it was going on a regular, the press would be all over it.
Now, that was all over. No, the only reason we knew about that was because it was on the telly that night. It was so important. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember watching it. Your woman, what that young one, what's her name, was sitting on somebody's lap. Do you remember all that?
Lap. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Well, she was kind of pulled down onto his lap, wasn't she? I think, if I remember right.
How often does the doll go into 2 o'clock in the morning? Very rarely.
Mm.
Thank you, Billy. If ever. I agree.
It rarely goes into 2 o'clock in the morning. And as I said to you earlier on, Niall, if there is not a doll bar, these people only have Buzzwells, which Darianne is going to get a great commission out of.
She works there. Yeah, yeah.
But they will only have Buzzwells where the management will keep out people who will be aggressive or abusive towards politicians and their guests.
Stay there for a second. Hang on, let me just go to Cathy. Cathy, hi.
Hi. So taxpayers, okay?
Yeah.
Who are working God knows how many hours a week.
Yeah.
Getting half the wages that those TDs, most of them with their rented houses and second houses.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be okay paying up to €10 a pint, and the Dole members get it for next to nothing.
5.20.
It's gone ridiculous.
Yeah. Is that your only gripe? Is they're getting it cheaper than you? Is that your gripe?
No, I'm just very annoyed with the wages they're getting, the expenses. I mean, they claim for their travel expenses and everything. It's not right, and most people that are working ordinary jobs are far more educated than most of them anyway.
Can I just interrupt there one second, right? My dad, and come here, it's not a secret, my dad worked in De Beers, right, for 30-odd years here in Shannon. They had a clubhouse, the Diamond Clubhouse, and everyone knew that the Diamond Clubhouse was the place for a cheap drink, right? It was less than a third of the cost of anywhere else. And why? Because it was subsidised in the social. You know, you have the social club. That's why. So those kind of bars and clubhouses are subsidised. That's why it's cheaper. It's not because...
Yeah, by the taxpayers.
Karen, hold on. Kathy.
There's nothing wrong with the name Karen, by the way. My wife's name is Karen.
I genuinely didn't mean to call you that. Kathy, the thing is, with the Diamond Clubhouse, it was a members only, right? So it was all the employees that were allowed to go down there and drink and maybe bring a few people with them. But it was subsidised because it was their money going into it. Yes, it might be the taxpayers' money, but this is what goes on with a social club. It comes out of your wages.
The Dáil is not meant to be a social club. It's the Houses of Parliament, so to speak. Sorry, Billy, what are you trying to say there? Sorry.
There's societies within the Dáil. There's sporting clubs within the Dáil.
It's not a bloody social club.
There's a gym in the Dáil.
There's a social club. Yes, there is.
social.
Oh, yeah, Leo was always going into the gym, wasn't he?
didn't do him any good.
All big companies have. That's what a lot of companies have. They have a social club, so if you want to join
the social club, they're not running the country.
Hold on a second.
They're not robbing the country. What that woman said is correct.
She said running the country, not robbing the country.
Okay?
With the two of you nagging on, would you let me finish?
Well, you're talking about running down the country. I'm talking about the doll.
Hello,
okay?
Kathy.
It's me, Kathy.
It is.
It's Karen.
Company. Make up your fucking mind.
It's not. It's Kathy. Go on.
The companies have social clubs, right?
Yeah.
And what happens in the social club is it's subsidized from your wages. And then you have social nights out that you can go to if you have.
What's the point you're making, Angela? The doll is not a social club.
The country to that club. It sounds brilliant.
I guarantee you. Oh my God. Okay. There's no point. There's no point because they won't let anyone else talk.
Go on. Finish it, Angela. Go on.
Now, the difference is in the doll, there is a bar that I can guarantee you it comes out of their wages, and that is why the drink is so cheap.
No, it doesn't come out of their wages.
Hang on,
Bernard wants to chime in here. Bernard, go for it. Go on.
Hi, Bernard.
No, it doesn't come out of their wages. They put it on credit, and then they don't pay for it. Invariably, the Irish politicians don't pay. They don't pay for the bank of bills.
What? They put it on a tab?
Yeah, that happened in the Marion Hotel, didn't it?
No. In the Dáil, the politicians run a tab. They run an individual tab. They get the drink on tick, and then they don't pay for it. Invariably, they don't
Bernard. That's not what I'm talking about.
But getting back to the original argument, Bernard, do you believe there should be a bar in the doll?
No. No, there shouldn't be. No. They're incapacitated as it is. They're not able to do the work.
They're already incapacitated, is that what you're saying to me?
They're already incapacitated. And they think that they can avail a free drink and us, the taxpayer, pay for it. So when you pay 23% VAT tomorrow, and when you pay 60% in tax in USC, you're paying for their drink.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
They're not all putting it on tick.
Most of them are. Look at the records of the Dáil Bar. The Dáil Bar gives out drink on tick. I don't know of any other pub or hotel in Ireland where the taxpayer can get drink on tick. If they are, the pub is going
I didn't know they let you run up a tab in the Dáil Bar. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's what they do, They don't pay for it. They don't pay for it. They get it on tick and then they don't pay. And that includes the ones that are on ministerial salary and huge travel allowances that they don't travel for.
So, right.
Yeah.
Free drink in the bar when they're drunk as well. Yeah, I'll pay the USC tomorrow, and I'll pay the PAYE, and I'll pay the VAT, and I'll pay the stamp duty, and I'll pay the motor tax.
Somebody texted in and said the reason the drink is cheap in the Dáil Bar is because there's no tax on it. Every military barracks in the country is the same, says Brendan Galway.
Cheap is zero when they don't pay. When you don't pay for something, you're getting it for nothing.
But you're insisting they're all not paying for it. I'm sure some of them are paying for it.
Well, the records show that most of them don't
I've
pay.
I've never heard most in my life.
I'm actually gonna check that out tomorrow, Bernard.
Do.
What I'll do is I'm going to get Jane to throw in an email under FOC and find out if there is a credit line in the Dáil Bar and how much it's been used.
It's everyone. So nobody's paying for any of the drink in the Dáil.
Okay, getting back. Okay, 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 getting back to whether they're paying for it or whether they're not paying for it, the actual purpose of it is obviously to relax and unwind and have a drink. Bernard, you know, a lot of callers are saying there's nothing wrong with that, that a lot of careers, a lot of jobs, a lot of offices have bars.
Yeah, but they should concentrate on the issues in the state at the moment. Hold on a second.
So, Bernard, are they not allowed to go for a drink after work?
After work, yeah, at a pub in a licensed premises or a hotel. Or they can have a drink at home.
It is a licensed premises. Or they can have a drink at home.
But they're
drink
getting
while
the drink
they're working.
They're getting the drink for ordinary people, though. They're getting the drink free by default.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
No, I think it is, Niall.
You're all saying that, but I don't know if it is.
Niall, I did hear that, but I also heard it about some hotel they use. Am I wrong in that, Bernard?
Invariably, they don't pay in the door. They don't pay in the door. They don't bother paying.
No,
they
I did. Yeah. No, he's right. He's absolutely right.
Jane, can you, Jane? Sorry to keep asking, Jane. Can you check that, Jane? Will you just have a look and see? Can you Google it there and find? Is there a credit? Are they allowed credit in the doll bar, or is there a tab? I think is probably the best word to use.
Yes,
something
tab,
about
tab.
There's some.
And they never
hotel.
Pay. They never pay. They never pay.
They never pay. So now they have a bar in there that they can go in and just get free drink and never pay for it. Jesus Christ. Get twisted.
Now, it's a bit of a stretch saying they're getting twisted. I don't think they're all getting twisted, Cathy.
Oh, of course they are.
Her name's Karen, remember? Jesus, she keeps correcting you, Niall. Her name's Karen.
Not Cathy.
No, his wife is called Karen.
Yeah, my wife's called
I'm
Karen.
I'm Cathy.
Cathy, you should go, Cathy, it's me.
I call you Cathy, you say Karen. So
it's me.
Maybe instead of having free drink in the bar, they should consider reducing the VAT rate back to 9%. It's back up to 13.5%.
Good man.
Putting the hospitality sector out of this.
For some reason, Jesus Christ.
We were supposed to get tax harmonisation when we went and put it for all the treaties. But the VAT rate in Spain is 7% in hospitality. It's double that, 13.5% in Ireland.
Yeah.
But we can't. We have to pay the high rate here so that the TDs have free drink and don't pay for it and get it on credit.
And they had us. I told you they had us on the flights.
Okay, but just quickly before I go into the break, hold on, Jane, my producer, has some nuggets of information.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so there is this article from 2019 in The Independent, and it says that TDs racked up 300k in Dáil Bar, but last orders called on unpaid tabs. So basically, they brought in... They brought in a new ruling to cap a credit period of 2 months, after which any outstanding amounts will be classed as age debt and automatically deducted from a credit or debit card of the politician's salary. So they kind of got strict on that tab thing that you're talking about.
Okay, so there you go, Bernard. Okay, so they're allowed to run a tab up for no more than 2 months, and their debit or credit card must be behind the bar, and if they don't pay it within 2 months, it's automatically just taken.
Bernard,
there's half an element of truth in it. But Bernard is right. It just got out of hand, so they had to do something about it.
It got out of hand,
Bernard said they all get free drink.
Yeah, sorry, Bernard.
I'll try that in my local pub or hotel tonight now, see what I get 2 months credit.
Yeah, you won't. You'll be lucky if you get one night's credit. Yeah, sorry, answer very quickly. Come on, I have to finish up.
Can I just say to Derrianne there, Aer Lingus business class, when I flew business class, myself and my dad had free drink the whole way.
Yeah, lucky you.
Free drink in the business lounge. Yeah.
Angela, wait till I tell you, I'm delighted for that. But do you know that every drink you have in the air up the 33,000 feet affects you like as if you had three drinks on the ground? So you must
that's great,
because
I was drinking Diet Coke. Good for you.
Listen, I have to wrap it up. Derrianne and Angela, that we never found out, by the way, who was having sex in the Jacks on the plane. And Derrianne, do you want to tell us before you go now?
He was in a program. There was two of them, and I think they used to drive a car.
Okay, that's enough information for now. I think we all get who it is. Actually, I think they're both dead now, to be honest with you. Oh, they are both dead now. Anyway, I know who you're talking about. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed to everybody.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic.
Classic Hits Radio.